Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is a Thursday night show, and it's 4/4/2024. We're right before this alleged so-called great solar eclipse where there is a planetary lineup, not an exact alignment, but it's like they're all laid out in a row. And this has been something that the Illuminati been working on. Now, I talked to you about last week about the situation where there might be some stuff happening in terms of monitoring of people during this thing and all of that. And they're talking about, oh, there's going to be millions that'll be in Niagara and millions in Texas and millions in this place or that place. And they're talking about, oh, yes, that would be all this traffic on the road and all of that. And it may or may not develop that way. But in terms of what's going on, they're talking about tonight as we speak in various states across the United States, and I'm not going to mention all of them, they're having meetings. And what they're doing is they're recruiting the old-time hams that used to listen, and I told you this the other night, that used to listen for them on the radios and listen to the different things. And apparently they're going to give them information as to what to listen to, and they want them to listen to all kind of stuff on the radio. But it's just not about the Red Chinese or this or that or the other. It's about possibility of Americans being involved, or it's a possibility of if martial law is declared. And why would martial law be declared? Well, I've been talking about the possibility of nuclear war, haven't we? And if you got a nuclear war, it goes off anywhere. And when the Russians seem to say they're in direct conflict with NATO now, and they're talking about all kind of stuff. The Russians have their missiles in Belarus and in various places and could hit at any time. And then the United States has have theirs all locked and loaded. Apparently also Iran has notified the U.S. allegedly through Outturner source and stuff, and through Brother Quayle talking to me about it, via the Swiss, apparently, that the Islamic Republic of Iran notified the U.S. that they're going to bomb targets inside Israel. All right. So then in terms of Israel, they're not going to take it. And there's the big thing where Biden called Netanyahu on the phone. But what they're talking about is not what the heck they say they're talking about. They're talking about the Rafa, the hitting of the central kitchen food vendors and that kind of stuff that are there supposedly with the in the Gaza to do different things. And I'm sure that some of them were hit because of what's happening down there and what they might be bringing in or what not bringing in. Now, apparently, Iranian attack may also commence pretty much any time in Iran time, maybe about 1:20 a.m., something less, which should be in about now, apparently, or fairly soon. And apparently, flight radar may show that commercial aircraft are being rerouted to open a short window between Iran and Israel. I don't know in terms of that and whether that's still ongoing, but I've seen the picture of it on the ADSB. Now, other things I'm hearing, and it's all, listen, let me tell you something. This is not nailed downable, all that great nailed downable, but I'm telling you about the possibilities. And then today, under a military designation, a loony balloon was sent up from our friends out there, the E-DARPAs, or the balloon DARPA in allegedly South Dakota, which works for the Pentagram and all of that kind of stuff. But they put one up somewhere up in there, and there's the discussion that about on Monday there's supposed to be a meeting, allegedly, from deep background source where the CIA may discuss that they may use a balloon and release some kind of a bioweapon over the central part of the United States. Well, they might then say that it's the Russians or the Red Chinese, and it might be the Russians or the Red Chinese working with our intelligence community and with Red China Joe and the gang. All right? I don't know. And I'm going to tell you that I'm not saying Hawk guarantees that's going to happen, but there is discussion about it on the backside. And if the balloons are up and they could do that, and they're talking about, oh boy, you know, isn't it wonderful that, down in Texas, you know, I told you what, a week ago or 2 weeks ago that there was in a goat in Minnesota had the H5N1 bird flu. And then I told you last week that in Texas, in the dairy herds, all right, that the dairy herds in Texas and parts of New Mexico and parts of Kansas, allegedly, that they had bird flu. And then also we talked about, you know, last month that the one of the biggest egg producers last month that they had their poultry had bird flu. And they killed a bunch of those birds. Now, that's been over a month ago. But, I mean, it's just ongoing with this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to be fun. And apparently, Red China Joe and talked to Netanyahu today. They talked about the providers of aid, food aid, etc., to the Gazans, and how they took out 7 of them. Well, that's about the same kind of thing that Red China Joe did in Afghanistan. And that doesn't amount to this, that, or the other. Other than that, mistakes could be made. But the fact of the matter is, they did hit in Damascus, the part of the Iranian embassy where the bad boys were staying, and nailed it pretty good, the Israelis did. So now the Iranians are going to hit back. They could hit back themselves, or they could hit back with Hezbollah or with Hamas, also or some other spot through the Houthis and the whole nine yards. And meanwhile, in the Red Sea, we've got the Danish frigates. What is the Hutvild? I can't pronounce the exact pronunciation, but the Hutvild, perhaps. And then it was attacked by Houthi drones, and they had one of their missile launchers jam up, but they were able still with using the other ordnance there and with some of their missile launchers to take down 4 of those drones, the Houthi drones. But then apparently yesterday or today or a day or so ago or whenever, another allegedly Danish naval vessel has got a missile launcher stuck on wide open, ready to fire at any time, and they can't shut it down for whatever reason, and they had to clear the shipping lane of the possibility that this missile might launch and hit something. So, yeah, I'll tell you what does that mean? What's that do? Well, I'll tell you what. Remember we talked about the electronic warfare that the Russians have and that how some of that was originally developed by the Iranians, and then the Russians came in and helped them with it, and they perfected it, and then that then is put into the S-400s, the S-500s, the S-300s. Those are all the Russians' anti-missile systems. That allows them to track all the different stuff. And they've covered the Middle East. That S-300 is for 300 miles around. They can control it. The S-400 is for 400 miles around. They could control it. So anyway, the S-500, 500 miles. So that basically is the whole Middle East. So my brother out in Utah says, what about the red heifer sacrifice ongoing? And then wouldn't that be interesting if one of the missiles, the Iranian missiles, strays and hits the Dome of the Rock or something like that in Israel? Be very interesting, would it not? Oh, man, oh, man, there's so much going on. IDF has intelligence that Iran will strike Israel with a massive blitzkrieg on Friday. This massive missile attack with drones and artillery from Hezbollah. Now, that is, per the backside, Captain Coronado, apparently, on the X. There's all kind of information, but I will tell you that ongoing as we speak, there is some kind of a nebulous foreign or federal entity or state entities, combinations in various states and things where they're doing meetings and what have you, talking to the old Ham and Sigint people that used to always watch the storms and provide communications for the military, or provide communications for the state agencies and the police agencies and the sheriffs, etc. And every state has a whole different state of emergency they talk about. There's been state emergency declared in Indiana, one in New York, and then all the whole nine yards. Texas is the water. Other places is where there are going to be so many millions of people that are going to be right there to see to watch the so-called eclipse, you see. And who knows if that's going to be the case, but it seems like the eclipse, we didn't have all that information the last time, and then it could be a no-brainer in a sense, you know, and it has been over the years. But apparently after this coming week, anyone using any type of radio will be given in the old intel or the old ham communities, not all hams. It ain't up on all the ham sites and all that kind of stuff, the Radio League or all that. It ain't up there necessarily. They're contacting individual people who used to in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s be involved. And then a lot of them, they told to go fish. We don't need you to help us anymore. Now they're literally begging them to, in a sense, listen in for the government. And there's discussion about the possibility of regional radio systems for the police and military being down and them not having it. And then apparently that the hams, et cetera, may have to be actually, in a sense, ready to go with a car batteries or battery backup deals, and then throwing the old line over the tree or go up on the mountaintop and then operate as a communications. They're talking about the possibility in various states to where the internet will be down, to where cell phones will be down, okay? But if the internet is up, they want people to monitor the internet as well. So this, to me, sounds like the possibility of anybody who, quote-unquote, allegedly is going to be the ones, the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or the other Muslims or this one, that one, or the other one who are coming in across the border being let in by Red China Joe's gang and what they might do. And we've always talked about the possibility of 9 or 10 of the top key power substations in the United States could get hit and taken out. And when they do that, the entire power grid goes down. We talk about popping one or two over the center part of the United States, Nebraska or Kansas or what have you, that would take out the entire power grid in a heartbeat, or take them out regionally, one east, one center, one west, et cetera, one to the south. We've got E3s and all kind of stuff. Up and looking. There's one that went down from the Carolinas down the East Coast and across Florida and into the Gulf and doing all of that. We've had U-2s going out of Beale and going west. We've had all kinds of surveillance aircraft up. E-6s have been up somewhat, but not everything is showing anymore. They're not showing everything anymore because I'll tell you what, we're real close to nuclear war. And that is based upon what's being told to the U.S. and told by the Russians and the Iranians to the U.S. and to Israel and what have you. And who knows what was actually said in the phone calls or whatever today, but I will tell you this. It ain't all about Gaza, all right? It ain't all about Gaza. And if the fact is there's going to be martial law, then they're going to want these hams and stuff and old signal intelligence who they think they can deal with and trust because they used to work for them or they used to be involved with the state agencies in terms of storms or tornadoes or floods and that kind of whole bit, that they can have them back again, all right? We talked about on Friday the possibility that they would have them even go to certain central locations. But if not, they can be in their own location, and they will be assigned a tactical name. And then they'll be in charge of communicating with the local police and the local military or any local federales, okay? So that to me sounds like the potential also to listen for martial law. They're supposed to report everything they hear, see, or anything anomalies, quote unquote. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we have a scenario to where you're using your little walkie-talkies or your GMRS or your, you know, your small HF handhelds, that kind of stuff. And if you don't have a tactical designator, they're going to be all listening to you, all right? And I'll tell you what, I would not be on there chitty-chatting, chit-chat, 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 and tell them where you're at. Because they're going to eventually, you're going to be able to triangulate in on anybody they think might disrupt their martial law. So I'm going to tell you once again, water purification, water storage, food, long-term storage, food, and canned goods. You don't have much time to get it. If you don't have a lot of it now, you may not be able to get it at all. Okay? Stock market went down 536 points or whatever today. The Dow did. We've had the gold and silver go way up. Let's see, I'm going to look and see about that, as a matter of fact. Let me take a look at the gold and silver right while I'm out here, because I didn't get to see it. Earlier today or late last night, silver, I think, was about $27 an ounce. Let's see what we got. You can go to stevequayle.com and you can click here on his real-time precious metal prices. He's got a real good site for that. And to scroll down to hear the see the gold or the silver. Gold, 2292.39. 2292. Right, just almost at the 2300. It was over 2300 yesterday. Silver, 2692. It was 2730 at the high earlier today. Platinum, 94062. So all this stuff is up and high up. Let's see what palladium is. Palladium in the cold fusion business. 1056, 58. There you go. Necessary for the cold fusion. But then you remember years ago I told you about E-DARPA. E-DARPA and all of that and how they were working on the hot fusion. That cold fusion had already been proven and it would be inexpensive to do, but that E-DARPA was working on the hot fusion to provide unlimited supply. Now they could use like a ship, a nuclear vessel or a ship with the proper reactor stuff on it. Could run a whole section of the country or an entire city off of one thing. All right. Cold fusion, you could do that and run your entire house for probably the investment of $20,000 if they would let that come out fully. But there will not be a situation where you'll have to have power will be provided if necessary. On the other hand, they would control all of the power, in a sense. And if they knock out the power grid, and they're buying up all the oil, which oil is up close to $90 a barrel or something, again, and then that's the New World Order crowd buying it all up. And Biden doesn't want to redo the strategic petroleum that he sold to the Red Chinese. Oh, just wonderful. We don't need any kind of thing here. But earlier, that balloon was up at 61,300 feet. It's now been taken off as it was discussed by certain people. On the backside, it was taken off, the ADS-B. They don't have to show Jack Doodley Squat. Now, something else that's being discussed and talked about in terms of the CERN, all right? CERN, where they did the whole thing where they opened the portal, opened the gates, and basically brought through the demonics and all of the different high demonic entities and all the different stuff and the devil and the whole nine yards, okay, coming through CERN. Apparently, that may also be connected to frequency-wise, they can activate the serpent mound, allegedly, in Ohio, allegedly. And all of this stuff, you see, men's hearts will fail them for what's coming upon the planet. We've discussed this so many times. And I'll tell you what, I shouldn't paraphrase, and I should just read as I always do. And what am I going to read? Where we started out so long ago. So long ago. We started with Ezekiel 38:39. Brother Quayle had me do that, right? Let's see if I can find that real quick. Yeah, boy. I used to have the thing marked. I used to have it marked pretty good. Used to have it marked pretty good, didn't I? Yeah, well. Here we go. There it is right there. Ezekiel 38, 39. And I'll tell you what. We look at what we got right here. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face can't see right here. Let me get a little lighting. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all sorts of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields. Are those tanks? All of them handling swords, tanks. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Persia's Iran. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. The house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands and the many people with them. All right. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of the many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is now brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. 9:38. Then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, verse 10, it shall also come to pass, besides what I just read you, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I believe, Brother Quayle and I have talked about this in the past, that this is the United States. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which U.S. is, which have the greatest, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, here's the midst of the land. Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, you see, Iowa, on up to the Dakotas, you know, up and down the line, and in the midst of the land. And they're talking about hitting it. And they're talking about hitting this, to take a spoil, to take a prey. Well, that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And who knows who is on whose side anymore, all right? Who's on whose side? Who's on which side is going on? And the loony balloons are in the Dakotas. And they are the ones that made them for Google, essentially, right? And they have all the platforms on them that could use frequencies to generate scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological templates of human beings. And we know that the HAARP, huge amounts of power, and then utilizing its broadcasting or its RF signals in the patent it talked about, and I talked and sat talking to Dr. Nick Begich about this for a long time once, on several occasions, that the HAARP could regulate the mood or the psychological frequencies of entire regions or groups of people or individual people, whatever. We're talking about now the possibility in the intelligence community, the possibility of not only satellite-directed energy weapons, but also they're talking about the almost fully control of the mental state of people and being able to read their minds and all kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. And I'm going to tell you, you better pray to him. And if you're not with him yet, ask him to come into your heart, repent of your sins, and say, Lord, come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere, he will come. And he'll start to wash you clean. It is the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. The best thing for you to do. And it's the only thing, because you ain't going to get to heaven without him. He is the way, the truth, the light. Get to heaven. And to be with our Father in heaven. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So I don't know when Iran will actually hit. They may already be hitting. I don't know. It's a possibility that they could be starting to strike already. But I don't know because I'm sitting here talking to you. And we've got all kind of stuff. The bird flu detected in the cattle in America. All right. Like we're talking about, we got tuberculosis now in Chicago, in the migrant shelters, the illegal immigrant shelters, okay? Now here is Bruce out in California. We've been praying for him the last few times. I need to stop and do this. Bruce saw the doctor today, and the doctor said to Bruce, you have so much wrong with you. What keeps you still going? And Bruce said, Jesus. He hears all the prayers. Thank you. Healing for Hawk is our prayer. God bless you there at the old stagecoach stop. Now, isn't that something? Now, I'm going to tell you what, I'm preserved to be on the air with my voice, and I could use any prayer that is available, that's for sure. Lord Jesus, will you come down to me? Will you touch me, Lord? Will you touch me, Lord, and remove the cancer from my body? Will you remove it from my body and also restore the bodily systems? And remove it from the different areas, in the lungs, the bronchioles, the liver, the bones, the muscles. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you will remove it and that you will restore things back to health and restore me back to full physical, mental, and spiritual health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to Ronnie and to Bruce. And to all the different people, to that Lindsay, the single mom in the South, to all different people, to the Jarhead, the different ones, all the people out there. May Lord Jesus touch you in whatever ailments you have. May he go to you and touch you. And Lord, if you will go to them, and you know who they are, Lord, they already asked for assistance in prayer, and other people pray for them as well. Oh, man, oh, man. You need to be praying that whoever you need to have be visited by Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, will you touch them? Will you let them know it's you and coming? And will you remove whatever the ailment is out of their body, whatever the disease, and restore them back to full health? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, in John 14, let me just go to that right now because that's important. John 14. And let's see here. Let me get down to the verses I'm interested in right here. You go down to verse 9 or 10. Let's go to 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe in me, this is verse 11, believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen to this, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, and even the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and I shall be in you. It shall be in you, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, and yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, he that keepeth my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that shall herewith, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So you want to see Jesus, there it is right there. And he does not say, I can only listen to one prayer from you at a different time. He doesn't limit it. He does say, in terms of telling you about the Lord's Prayer, to not to repeat prayer after prayer after prayer again and again and again, like the heathens. But he does say that whatever you ask in his name, he will do. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ah, man, man. See what we got here. Russia's Morozovsk air base is currently under Ukrainian drone attack, with several explosions seen in the vicinity of the airfield. Morozovsk is home to a number of Russian Air Force Sukhoi 34 fighter bombers. The most Sukhois also got the EW weapons stuff. Now, there's all kind of prepper lists out there that you need to be getting into. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have much time to do it. Because as we speak in different states, people are being met with. You're going to have to get all your stuff if you can. And if you can't get a Faraday bag in time and all that kind of stuff, you can also get a new galvanized garbage can with a tight galvanized lid. And you can put them inside of that, perhaps on a wool blanket or some kind of thing, or cloth, to wrap around your radios, your shortwaves, your handhelds, the different things. Because I'm going to tell you what, if we get an EMP burst that knocks out the entire power grid, it will knock this stuff out too and fry your computers and your radios, the whole nine yards, electronics. If you got a Faraday bag for them, you ought to have at least one in a Faraday bag. But while the stuff is still up, they're going to be monitoring you to try to figure out who you are, where you're at. Reminds me of the Jade Helm stuff, you see. We know what kind of shirts them people in North Carolina use, but we wanted to find out what kind of shirts people in Texas use. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Texas is one of the states that have an emergency. They have an emergency with water from the Mexicans are not providing the water from the Rio Grande, you know, to or in other places to Texas, as per their agreements. You're going to need life straws. You're going to need emergency water filters. I mean, you know, this kind of stuff, you can get whatever you can get right now, but I don't know. God bless everybody out here who's been a listener in a long time and have been prepping, or been a short time and they've been prepping. So all kind of stuff is going on. And I'm just trying to see any kind of things. Al Arabiya reports about armed clash between Taliban and Iranian border guards at the Afghan-Iranian border. Now, that's interesting. Did O'Biden make a deal with them to go after the Iranians in this time frame, or are the Taliban just using the U.S. military $87 billion in equipment? The IDF has canceled all military leave and has recalled all the soldiers back to duty in preparation for an Iranian attack. That was posted this morning, Thursday, April 4th. And thank you for all those sending me different stuff. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And let me tell you something. If there still is anything and you want to keep old Hawk on the air and we still got anything going, believe you me, Everything is much needed and appreciated. I'm telling you, much needed and appreciated. Because I don't know what, you know, exactly I'm going to do. I mean, this is what I do. And you are the only people who keep me in the game. Anything can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever. It could be a check or a money order. But easiest would be the currency or a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I tell you, I'm at the point, ladies and gentlemen, where I still have trouble walking. I have to use the walker. And sometimes the wheelchair. But my voice is preserved as the Lord needed the voice. And that's what he's got me doing. And that's what I'm trying to do and stay doing. As long as I can stand, okay, and stand for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Because you see, if Israel gets hit, the United States will probably get hit as well, because we may also help them or not. But even if so, the Russians and the Chinese would dive bomb in and jump in. And whether or not it's a bioweapon that they release, I think they'll do that. But I think they're also going to knock the power grid out. So I've always been told. But then that could be done by the U.S. Pentagram and the EIEIOs themselves. Now that's hard to imagine. But the enemy is already in the camp of our own Pentagon, all right? The enemy is in the camp of our EIO intelligence agencies. That is the case. You have billions of dollars. $1.8 billion went to minimal, went to Hunter for the big guy, Red China Joe, all right? Now we've got also the Operation Mockingbird was utilized years and years and years ago as a fake thing, but now they're using that in terms possibly of release of some kind of a bioweapon. So then one could say that if it's a mockingbird, that they'll get people to figure out that, oh, they don't really mean it. That it's just what they're putting into the press or into the deals. And originally that was during the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Cuban crisis back then. And what they were going to do is they were going to hit, to be honest with you, what the deal was, they were going to try to hit a airplane with students, U.S. students on it, and blame it on Cuba. Well, then they were going to use their Mockingbird people in the press, TV, radio, and I don't work for them, believe you me. and I don't work for anybody. I just work for myself, and Brother Quayle has put me on the air, and then I've been instructed to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant of what it might be coming and what's happening or what I hear is happening. You have to verify that for yourself. You have to look over your own wall and see what's coming down the road at you. But we know the season. We know the timing is not exact. But I try to give you everything I can give you, you know, at this point in time. And I'm telling you what I'm hearing and what I've been seeing and what I've been speculating about based on the information I had. And this whole deal with the eclipse is weird, totally strange. And all these different states, Indiana, Ohio, New York, I mean, just most all of them probably. I got some kind of a thing going on, and they're going to want people they think that they can trust from the old days. Not necessarily meaning that they can trust them and that the people that were work for them in the old days are really on their side today, to be honest with you. But they're making a good effort to beg people to come back. And they're doing it in such a way that people will be wondering about what's going on. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So are they getting ready to control through CERN and the frequencies, the matter, antimatter stuff, and pop the serpent mount open? Remember Brother Henry Groover, when he was a guest with Brother Quayle one time, he discussed the serpent mount. He said he found the serpent mount in Ohio to be one of the most evil places he had ever come across. And that the evil in containing the serpent mound was so evil and so pronounced that it was just incredible. So if they're talking about releasing that in Ohio in the midst of the nation, kind of interesting. Now, you might also understand and be interested to know that, and I'm not going to tell you anything that is not known. I've talked to you about this. I told you years ago how they were moving different military aircraft to different smaller airstrips where they can. And there's all kind of different, like World War II or Vietnam era or Korean War era airstrips that have a long runway, but that don't have much in the way of an airport or buildings and that kind of stuff. And I will tell you definitely that I'm hearing from the backside. And this new pandemic, by the way, where they're talking about, I'm going to talk to you about where they said it was 50% of the bird flu kill ratio. Now they're saying 60% fatality in humans. Warning, what you need to know, that a new pandemic could be on the way as bird flu, a disease humans are not immune to, is on the rise among animals. Okay, read all about it. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced on Monday that a person in Texas tested positive for the H5N1 bird flu. Okay, anyway. Military aircraft, and I'm talking about some very interesting military aircraft and some very large military aircraft being moved from their normal bases into various I don't know, let's call them small strips, large runways, small strips all throughout the country. And particularly the ones that were World War II stuff that's not based uses or not being used anymore. It could be a little crop duster airport with a huge long runway. I mean, there's different ones that are like that. Youngstown, Ohio's got a huge runway. If you remember that, long runway. You can land just about everything. Other things were put in place and had long runways. They used them to bring in commercial aircraft, or not commercial, but they used them to bring in private aircraft, corporate jets, and that kind of stuff, so they could be somewhere close by, in some cases, to a major city in a state, but that had outside of it. Some of the university airports have decently long runways as well. And I recall that some of them were being utilized as many as 19 years ago when I talked about it in different places for the TR-3Bs and for the different spacecraft that the United States has. Well, I don't know exactly who's on whose side, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to watch them all as best I can. And I'm going to tell you, you should too. And if you can only get one or two things, I would go out and I would get ammunition if you've got a firearm. I would get a few thousands of rounds of ammunition tonight. And I would go out and I would get some canned goods or any long-term storage food like Mountain House or Alpenair or Wise or whatever that is in, say, a Cabela's or in a Bass Pro or a sporting goods store or wherever it might be. You also find some of that stuff in some of the Walmarts and things. You find some food buckets and different things like that. I would get some of that, but I'm going to tell you what, you cannot do any worse than getting big sacks of white rice that will keep and last a long time. Get you some Denny Moore stew and some chunky soup. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, tonight, they're planning on all kind of stuff, and they're planning on listening to you on any kind of radio or CB or GMRS or walkie-talkie you might have. Bandango Rangers, I know you know what to do, but mighty men and women of valor use your high technology from space and strike. Blow! Against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics, Mickey, and squeeze. Trigger, don't jerk it. Road and Track and Little L, the Lord Jesus loves you, and I know you love him. You say hi to your daddy and your mommy, and tell your daddy that it's time to be watching, because the stuff, we're in the season. You guys need to practice your ninja ways, your Muay Thai ways, and your rifle and pistol ways, and shotgun ways with your 22s and your 410 or the different things. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord protect you against all evil.